Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
And I wonder. All right, here's what we're getting into this segment. So during the Tampa Bay game, Jake Moody missed a kick down the stretch, and Deebo Samuel went over, said something to him, got into it with Pepper and with Moody, took a little swipe at him, etc. And this is the way Kyle Shanahan explained what he thought happened.
Yeah, you can't throw whatever type of punch that was. You can't do that. I mean, you know, Deebo, where Tabor overreacted is what I was saying is, because Deebo wasn't saying anything bad to the kicker. And Tabor was overprotective of the kicker, which I like his intentions, but, you know, he misinterpreted it, and he got too close to Deebo, which was irritating to Deebo. And there was other ways he could have got him out of his face instead of the way he did. But there was nothing between Deebo and Jake, and to watch him kind of graze paper, Pepper and fall into Jake and just look like that he's punching Jake because he missed a field goal, you know, that could have been avoided. I didn't mind at all what Deebo said to Jake, and Jake didn't mind it either. But regardless of what happens, you don't throw a punch, and you see what happens when that happens.
Yeah, I just, Steiny, where I'm from, Union City, California, man, I would say this to Kyle. You don't know what Deebo said. He could have told you what he said. And
well, what if he
I'm
and
with
Moody
Pepper
agree
all day long said for getting his guys back? So it wasn't how rah rah you'll get him next time, slugger. It was something to where Pepper had to intervene because the bully in this instance is Deebo, and he was saying and getting at his kicker, and Pepper tried to jump in, and he did. So Norm always told me, my father, follow the money. Who are you going to? What I don't like about that soundbite is, Kyle, you could have just said it was a misunderstanding without calling out your long snapper. So who are you going to agree with, the long snapper or your stud high-paid receiver?
He said you can't do what Deebo did.
Well, only one person threw a punch, or allegedly.
And he said you can't do that.
And I love that.
Okay.
But that was the obvious. But to call out and say it basically started only be Deebo, keep your mouth shut. Nobody's in your face when you mess up. That's all, Steiny.
Well, what if he went over and he said, keep your head up?
I got some land for you in the union.
See, and I think he did say something to that effect because I think they know what he said. And I think what happened is, and I'll just tell you, this is what I think. Well, I think Deebo Samuel was wound up. He said he was frustrated. So the guy misses, and maybe he sees Moody put his head down, and he yells at him to keep his head up, but Pepper's not, you know, Pepper doesn't think that's what he's saying, and Pepper's like, get out of here. I'm protecting my kicker. And Deebo is probably like, you get out. I'm just trying to tell him to keep his head up, you know, something like that. That's what I believe happened.
Right. Or he could have got at him using some profanity, and Pepper heard the profanity because he's right there and intervened, and that's when it popped off.
All right, real quick, let's take a listen to what Deebo said after the incident, and then we'll take some calls. Got it.
I am ready to go.
Frustrated in the heat of battle, you know, a really close game, and you know, I kind of got out of character a little bit, but, you know, I'll talk to Moody and, you know, we'll get past it.
And that's just that he had a final chance to make a game-winning field goal afterwards.
What about it?
How nice was it that he had that chance to
win? Well, I think he had a little dog in him, you know, a little motivation to go out there and make the field goal. When I was talking to him at first, like, I wasn't saying nothing, like, crazy to him. I was just, you know, kind of frustrated at the time. But, you know, he went out there and won the game, of course, and, you know, he wasn't bothered by it. So, you know, we moved past it. No, Mike.
All right. So, here I go real quick, Zach. I don't care about you and Jake. I want to hear what you and Pepper talked about. Just me.
Well, Pepper probably told him to get out of here. And Debo said, don't tell me to get out of here. You got more here, Carter?
Yeah, I've got what Tabor Pepper said, actually, to the media after
Let's
the game.
Let's take a listen.
Jake was having a little rough patch there. Standing up for Jake, because there was still time on the clock, so the game wasn't over. And, you know, everybody knows what happened at the end. It's not over until the clock's hit zero. They all count three when it's a field goal, and I always got forced back.
Did you talk to Debo after the game to straighten things out?
Too many people in here. You know what I mean? I just, hard to get over there, so I'm sure we'll talk sometime.
Yeah. I actually don't think it's a huge deal, but let's hear what the people say. Let's go to Devin in an Uber. What's up, Devin? How you doing, buddy?
Gentlemen, what's going on, man?
Hey, how are you?
Talk to us.
I'm good. I'm a former ball player, man, at a decent level, and this isn't anything for me personally, right? This isn't anything that's like crazy. I think I lean more towards Stein, and like, I think it was an A and B conversation, and C joined, heated with a different kind of heat, a different kind of pass.
Yeah, Devin, you got your point out, but yeah, your connection was kicking in. Let's go to Angel in San Francisco. What's up, Angel? What'd you think? How did you interpret everything that happened?
Well, first of all, I appreciate your guys' show, man. I listen to you guys all the time, so
awesome.
You guys have a good show. My opinion on it is, man, that's Debo. He's one of our stars. He's the reason why the offense moves, the reason why the chains move. And if he felt like he needed to say something to the kicker because he's been sucking, then I'm okay with that. Mm. And they'll figure it out. But, I mean, you know, Moody made the kick, the game-winning field goal, which he barely made. We'd probably have a different conversation if he would have missed it.
Yeah, good
obviously,
point.
He made it. But I'm okay with what Debo said. Debo is one of the stars. And, you know, if he felt like maybe he needed to say something in maybe not a nice way, then I'm fine with that. Because he missed like three field goals. You know, like, we needed you for that. And you're not performing, so I'm okay with Debo.
Appreciate the call, Angel.
And I guess, Donnie, Pops was in the Navy, and he always talked to me about rank, but I guess I'm just being real with you all. It doesn't matter
Debo,
who's the
Samuel
star.
And
or,
Pepper. You're right.
Yeah.
There may be something to that,
but
I'm not disagreeing with that.
But I guess I gravitate to Pepper because what he was trying to do in the moment, and then for him to give that chilling audio of, it's a lot of people in here we hadn't talked.
Whoa.
So there's something. I don't care about Jake and Debo. Moody was so stunned, he couldn't stand up to Debo or meet that energy in that time, and that's okay. So that's why Pepper was seeing everything, jumped in. So I want to hear Debo and Pepper say, we squashed it. It's not a big deal. But Kyle chose out loud publicly that Carter, you tell me what you think. I think he chose and rolled with Debo. I get it. I wouldn't have did it. I treat the one man, most important man, just like the bottom man, and I don't think Kyle did that in that soundbite.
But would you acknowledge that Kyle probably knows a lot more about what actually happened than we do?
I'll give you that.
Carter?
I mean, I just think it's wrong to ever talk to a kicker like that. It's such a mental position, and getting in someone's head like when they're already struggling just doesn't seem
right.
Positive to me.
And then there's some that are, you know, again, I love you, Debo, calling Debo heroic because the next kick, the kick that won the game, it's because of that happened. And I think that's robbing Jake of his glory.
Yeah.
No. Just me, man.
Listen, I'm pretty sure that on Monday, when I saw it, I said something like, get out of there, Debo.
Yeah.
But if Kyle Shanahan is telling me that he went over there and there was a misunderstanding about what direction he was coming from in terms of positive or negative.
So Pepper was wrong for overreacting.
I don't want to say anybody's right or wrong because it happened so fast. And it was probably, to me, when there's a misunderstanding, you know, everybody takes their accountability.
But let's just, I was just so, good Lord, I was at the vending machine. And if it's break time and you're coming over to me and you're talking, Stani, you can say some choice words to where I'm like, oh, this dude's angry. And maybe that's what Pepper heard. Now, in real time, you know, Kyle, but for Kyle to double back, Stani, just kind of say he overreacted. I'm like, but he's a coach.
Mike's in Fremont. Hey, Mike, what's going on, man?
Hey, guys. Good afternoon. This whole thing with Debo, I think Debo's, first of all, if Debo's going to be a leader, then he's got to look at his offense about not getting into the end zone and he's got to look at it and go, well, now we got to rely on the kicker. So, and they've been relying on him, and he just came back from injury as well. He's not 100%. So for him to get into his face, and also these kinds of conversations, forgive me if I'm wrong, probably happen all the time on the sideline when the offense doesn't work well, then the offensive line and the QB are talking, or defense doesn't do well or something. Just wait till you get to the sideline. You're not going to have cameras on you, and this doesn't become a thing. So I think it's time, I think it's place, I think it's scenario, and I think if we're going to be a leader, Debo, then be a leader and get into the end zone. We don't have to worry about this.
Good stuff, Mike. Appreciate it. 925. So Debo's a misunderstanding, but Draymond Green should have been kicked off the team, et cetera, et cetera. You guys are a bunch of hypocrites. Yeah, Debo's got a track record, Chief. Yeah, Debo's got a track record for doing this, doesn't he? He doesn't. That's the difference. This is such a nothing burger from the 415. These guys get testy and aggravated with each other all the time. And then a couple others making the point that the issue wasn't what he said. It's that he took a swipe at
it. Yeah, and that's my issue too, Stani. And it's more than a little nothing burger.
But I got
to
believe.
Because the coach had to address it to the media. And you could be like, that's cameras. Nothing. But
yeah. If that's not caught on tape.
In real time, you came in. I don't want to speak for you. Stani, it was an awful look before we knew. It looked like, now what if the Niners had lost that game? And then you think, oh, they're in fighting. It wasn't a good look at all.
I don't think it's a better look because they won the game. I really don't. I mean, it's.
I don't know why I feel like that helped the situation.
I don't know what it means or it doesn't mean. I don't think it was a good look, but it's not a better look. Like, I don't put any stock in, well, because, and you said that because Debo did that, he made the next kick.
Right. Oh, man.
I've been hit with that. But I'm not saying Debo's right, but I think Pepper probably started to push Debo off, and then Debo's like, what do you do? You know.
Get your hands off me.
But
I would never do it. I'm being real, and I've been around some of the baddest. I just, like, Jake couldn't stand up for himself, Stani, and he had just missed a kick. So I get where Pepper was coming from. Like, he's watching it unfold, and he's hearing it. Come on, Stani, lay off, man. Lay off Evan or Carter.
Yeah.
But the boss says, Guru, you overreacted.
Keep your head up.
Dude, right?
Keep your head up.
I can't believe Kyle brought that one out. Don't hang your head. I know the...
Don't you dare hang your head. We got 2 minutes left.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network.
Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
You think Pepper's having dinner with his wife? Like, I can't believe my boss did me like that. I'm the one. I'm why it happened. Okay. All right. Larry's in San Francisco. What's going on, Larry? How you doing?
I'm all right, fellas. I've been listening to this conversation, and I think it's multifaceted. But first and foremost, I'm from the Mo. And in the Mo, when ain't nobody talking to you, you mind your business. Mm. That's the first and foremost thing. Or you get what you get. If you bringing that smoke, you got to be ready for that smoke. That being said, he wears a C on his chest. We talk about players having accountability and making sure other players are accountable to each other. I hear you talk about the mental. Everybody got the mental, whether they play good or bad. Everybody has that. Sometimes you need something to snap you out of it. I don't need nobody coming to my defense. I'm a grown man in the NFL. Whether I'm having a bad day or a good day, if you jump in, that heightens it. Say if Pepper never jumped in. Now all we know is Debo said something to Moody, and they went to the sideline. We wonder what Debo said. And that's it, which happens all the time. But when you insert yourself, you bring negative energy, and you get that. But the other thing is, I think Pepper and Debo had something prior to this.
Oh, wow.
That this was the straw that broke the camel's back. Because I don't get why a long snapper jumping in the captain's face who's a superstar on the team.
Hey,
I don't get that.
Hey,
that's
Mo.
Like, and it's none of your business.
It's Larry.
I thought he said Mo. Oh, he's from the Mo.
What is the Mo?
Phil Mo.
Hey,
I got to share this with you and Stani and everybody listening, man, because, again, just because what my out view was not yours, you just got me thinking, and I got to share this. I had two good friends. They were brothers. They were about to fight. Listen to me. I intervened and tried to break up the fight, and they both jumped on me for jumping in. So when you say now Pepper should have just minded his own, he wouldn't have got that smoke. I'm thinking now, like, you might be onto something.
Exactly. Like, that's all it is. Now, do I think this happens more often than not? I do, fellas. I just think that the camera called it. He got a little neck shiver, and he didn't like it. He wasn't trying to get around Moody's arm too fast, though. He was just jumping up in the air and yelling. So he knew where the line was drawn, and he knew he had crossed it. So, smart guy. And he's never going to take the lone snapper over your superstar receiver.
No doubt about it. That's not going to happen.
Although Pepper's having a 9 type of year.
Oh, stop.
Pepper's having a great year.
Yes, yeah, I never shared that story.
Not one bit. You shouldn't have.
I tried to break up my...
Stay
hey,
in your
guys,
lane.
Stop! And they both... Oh, okay, you did. Dude, I'll never forget that lesson. So when he said that, I'm like, maybe Pepper shouldn't have been a good teammate to try to break it up.
Can I present a question to you both?
Of course. Come on now.
So Debo got on Moody about his play for the year. Here's Debo's numbers for the year. He has 1 touchdown for the year.
That's Shanahan, according to Goo.
He has 468 yards on 29 of 45 targets.
But here I go. I'm not trying to say something's going on over there in Santa Clara, but where the street I think you're driving on, Carter, is who's the Draymond Green to check Debo on that in regard to you need to be worried about what you're doing?
The question, I guess, is kind of what you're saying is he's a captain. You're right. But to get on someone else about their play during the season.
Wait, wow.
When does Debo need to look in the mirror?
No, that's 90.
I think we all do.
Oh, God. What would you give Debo? What number?
The year he's having?
Yeah. I'm about to give 6. I'm 6.5. And why do you think that is? That him running
he
is
run
just,
great routes.
Well, it's not
he's
the
not
routes.
A great route runner.
It's what he used to do with the ball in his hand, even the jet screens, the bubble, all that's like it's like yesterday's news. And I know he hit Dallas with one of them, but Stani, I don't know.
But that's a.
I'm not blaming him. I'm just like it ain't working.
But that's the thing. I mean, if we're like gonna have fun and give out numbers on a scale of 1 to 10 on a guy like Deebo Samuel, like, I don't give him, like, let's say he's a 6. Yeah, and he hasn't gotten more than 3 yards on those end runs. Well, that might be Shanahan. It doesn't matter. Like, for the to me, for the purposes of this fun game, it's like, maybe they're not surprising teams with that as much.
Well, man.
And, you know, but we can only go on the
1.3 yards Sunday when they tried
that
to get
many.
Wow. But I'm like, man, they just not fooling anybody.
Well, I think he ran over more people in years past.
But Sunday, there was like 4 or 5 guys in his way. He was taking some pounding.
Let's go to Word.
Our man.
Word is in Oakland. What's up, Word?
What's going on, fellas? A couple of things. Can you hear me, first of all?
Yes, sir. Yeah. I'm waiting. Okay. I'm like, which way are you going?
Well, so first, the whole grading of Purdy thing, I didn't expect it to turn into like a debate. I just thought everybody had an assessment. You give him an 8 because you give him an 8. Stoney gave him a 7.5 or maybe an 8. And Gula's like, stop the show.
But Word, that was a little low, just, man. That 7 was a little low,
it's
man.
A half a point lower than yours.
What's up?
Lower than yours.
What would you give him, Word, real quick?
I was 8.5, Word. So it was a little higher than that. But yeah.
I was like, dang, Stoney getting beat on his back for a half a point. I would give him, I'd probably give him a 7.5 or an 8. Like, I look at it like, that's about right. It's accurate. He's not a 9. He's had obviously, you got to factor in, he's had some injuries. He hasn't had his weapons, but his performance alone, he's had couple of bad throws here. Oh, you know what I don't like, Goo, that you do?
Tell me.
A stat line, 17 for 22, right? 17 for 25.
Okay.
That means the quarterback misfired. Every misfire is a miss. It might have been low, might have been high. But so when you're like, oh, and he threw that one ball, I was like, ugh. And he threw that one wide, I'm like, ugh. And that one almost got – that's every quarterback when they throw an incompletion.
That's amazing you brought that up. But I corrected myself like in the first hour when I said, you know what, I'm doing too much. It's a miss. They all miss. So I corrected that. You just missed that, but I feel you.
All right.
Yeah.
And finally, you know what, Goo, you should appreciate this. All Deebo did was flip over a spread on Moody on the sideline.
Yeah. Well, I'll say this. The spreads are in the locker room where it's like the Jordan Poole thing. It wouldn't have been a big deal had it not got out or seen, right? So I just I know Debo's heart was in the right place, but like Stoney and Carter just said, you worry about what you got going on. You didn't have to put your hand all up in dude's throat. And it just was a bad look for the team. And especially, Word, I think we'd be talking about this all week had they lost that game. Stoney begs to differ, but I really believe that was a bad. Like, are they cracking? What's Deebo so? They feeling the pressure, Word, but they won, and I hear you.
I'm glad you hear me because you certainly weren't listening to me right now when I was trying to finish my point. But
now that hurt. Go ahead,
no,
Word.
No, I'm serious. But no, all I'm saying is, all he did was flip over a spread, and your boy Pepper came and tried to throw food back in Deebo's face. And it's like, no, dude, come on, man. I'm trying to motivate my troops like Guru always tells the coach to do.
Wow. So you're okay with it?
Yes, man, it's football.
Yeah.
Dudes get in each other's face all the time.
Right.
I don't even understand why your boy Pepper, the long snapper, acted like that was new. He was just protecting his kicker because he didn't want to see the kicker getting bullied on the sideline. I get it.
Yeah.
But Moody was even like, chill, I can handle it, man, relax. Mm.
Good stuff, Ward. Thanks for the call.
And maybe that's why Kyle, am I wrong, guys, to say he cited Peppers was doing too much? Because that's what he said.
I think he made a point.
Like he overreacted, Pepper. That's what Kyle was saying.
I think he made a point to say that neither of them really chose the right path.
Well, the punch is so obvious. Well, he didn't need to tell us that. But for him to double back and say Pepper overreacted.
Anyway. Well, he did, according to Shanahan.
And it sounded the word in... Now, that's what Word's saying.
Now, you said something to Word that I was taken aback.
What word was it?
You said, I don't think it would have been a big deal had the Jordan Poole punch not gotten out.
Oh, yeah. No,
I firmly disagree.
I didn't do the Bob Myers.
It would have ruined the year regardless.
You think so, guys?
Absolutely. Wow.
And that's just me.
Yeah.
But can you meet me halfway?
I'll say it didn't help.
Times a million.
But
that video, the season was done.
The season was done without the video ever getting out.
But once the public saw it that Friday morning, TMZ released that.
Right.
That's when it takes on. You're right, Stanny.
Then we feel a certain way about it. But they were already there, and that locker room was going to take the brunt of it.
But
the only thing that happened is we found out.
Yeah.
That's the only thing that happened.
But the dirtiest,
it was
going
to sabotage their season anyway.
Okay.
That's what I think.
You know what? I agree with you. But give me this. The dirty little secret would have been, oh, they just got in a scuffle. Jordan Poole. But when you saw the punch, Steiny, it was like, whoa.
That's right. We said whoa. But what I'm telling you is I guarantee you the players, coaches, and staff said whoa.
Even when it happened.
Mm. And they knew damn well that what happened inside that gym that day
was no coming back from.
Yes. Yes, I believe
that. And they made the second round. Lost to the Lakers. 4-2.
Yeah. Wasn't that close, I remember.
This is some fun show.
Yeah, sorry. See, Why did Word say I cut him off? See, this
because you've been talking to him.
I've never talked a word.
That's not, how did he? Hey, Carter.
Because you cut him off. Just like I just did to you.
Right.
What was I going to say? I was so poignant.
It's a fun show.
Yeah, see, and this now it's all coming to fruition. He just said we're on a good show, and he's the same guy that goes, boy, I thought the Niners were going to win. They were up 10-7 in the second quarter. It's like the show's not over.
We could be having an A show now
and still finish with a C minus.
I can still tingle. I'm saying thus far it's been great. Next hour could be hell.
Exactly. So let's not go Harvey Keitel just yet.
Hey.
All right.
He's great.
I'll tell you what. Maybe I'll get to this on the other side.
The Ramos thing, I'm still scuffling. The fact that you guys thought I didn't know his name.
Well, there were two things that...
There
were three things. You didn't know his name. He's not a horse. And then you got Matt Williams confused with Matt Chapman.
Now that hurts.
All in about 19 seconds. All right. Hey, download the free Odyssey app. Check us out on YouTube, Twitch, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. That segment also brought to you by Lucky California.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.